Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to the A24 project here on the Nerd Party Network. Every 2 weeks, me and Dallas look at two films from the A24 filmography, and in between, we try and bring you interviews of the talent involved in front of and behind the camera. In this special interview, I'm joined by Valeria Karaman to discuss her performance as the mermaid in Robert Eggers' The Lighthouse. Valeria is a model, painter, musician, actress and photographer and takes us behind the scenes on the making of this modern masterpiece. The Lighthouse is already available in digital and home video in America and will be in UK cinemas from January 31st. Joining Valeria is Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe as two lighthouse keepers who try and maintain their sanity while living on a remote and mysterious New England island in the 1890s. Thanks to Valeria for joining me, and I hope you too will enjoy this episode. For those who might not be kind of familiar with you outside of perhaps The Lighthouse, that are maybe just kind of discovering you now as a creative talent, can you tell us a little bit about your sort of early career before The Lighthouse came along?
Yeah, I started career when I was 14. Yeah, when I was 14, I was discovered by a scout from Next Models New York, agents from New York. They had a scout who was searching for new faces in my school, in my hometown, which is south of Ukraine. I mean, originally I'm from Moldavia, but there was a war, so me and my family, we moved to Ukraine when I was 4 years old. And I was discovered in my village. After a couple of weeks, they called me back and they asked me if I can go to New York. So they sent me all the documents for a United States visa. I applied for it and voila, the moment I turned 15, it took probably like 1 or 2 months. And the moment I turned 15, I took a plane and went to New York.
You're also a keen photographer and artist as well as a model. Have you always been sort of attracted to the creative art?
I was learning music for 10 years almost. It was piano and vocals. So I'm also a singer. I have my punk band right now. What else? Yeah, I was always interested in photography and, I was always writing some poetry and some lyrics for songs and stuff like this.
I personally know very little about sort of Ukrainian kind of the cultural scene there. What's it like, and do they encourage creative talents like yourself to flourish?
I'm very, very strange person myself, because I never know what I really want to do, like, for sure. So, like, for me, it's happening that 1 year I'm painting, then I'm tired of painting, and another year I'm doing music, and another year I'm tired of music, and I'm going back to photography or, like, painting again and stuff like this. And, I mean, like, I'm not very popular on our like most popular channels, like on TV channels or something, but thanks to internet everyone can express themselves now. So it's just, I was hanging out with my friends, with girls, and we were like, oh, let's make a punk band, and we were like, okay, let's sing something, and we made some songs and videos just for joke, and occasionally it became kind of viral, but viral around Ukraine, Russia, Belarus, Czech Republic, and post-Soviet Union.
What were the kind of punk bands and films that you sort of were into and sort of that inspired you, really?
Actually, I really love Nina Hagen, the German punk singer. She's very cool, and she's not Sex Pistols or something. She's more artsy, I would say. Yeah, more artsy and weird, and sometimes she's using opera or like some African reggae in her songs and stuff like this. So I'm pretty inspired by her. And who else? The Cure. I really love The Cure. They're not so much punk, but more goth, like gothic band for me. I find them this way. And yeah, they also inspired me for doing music, and a lot of old Russian rock singers who were pretty against the system, which was pretty easy in USSR. I mean, like, it was very hard, but it was easy to be against them because they were so strict and so cruel. And, you know, people, they wanted to have some freedom and a lot of things, were forbidden. So even if you want to get divorced with your husband, which is like totally normal in all the other countries, there, like in USSR, it was something like a move of energy, like anarchistic move, sort of. And yeah, and also, like, which movies inspired me? I really love Kubrick. I really love David Lynch. I really love Hitchcock. So I was really, really, like, very surprised when I found out that I've been casted for the Lighthouse movie, because I was very in love with movie The Witch since 2015. Since I've seen the first trailer, I was like dreaming to watch this movie in the cinema, and I was like doing like a lot of research about this movie director and like watching interviews with him. And
I'd read that Max Eggers, the co-writer of The Lighthouse, it was his wife that had suggested you for the role. How true is that?
Seeing some of my works there, I was doing some short movies and music videos and blah, blah, blah. So when she saw my work and when she read the script, she was like, I know the mermaid. I know one girl and she's the perfect mermaid. So this is how it was casted. After, like, I had a little conversation on Skype with Robert Eggers, we were good to go.
You obviously touched on, you sort of knew kind of Robert Eggers from his previous work, The Witch. Were you excited, nervous about potentially being in his next movie? And how much did you sort of know about the film sort of during the audition process?
During the audition process, I just knew that they're gonna be the mermaid and that there are gonna be some naked scenes, not naked, but topless. And also I knew that it's gonna be a black and white film, 35mm film. And as I know from my job, that when we're doing like movies or music videos or whatever, this original film, not like digital, it's pretty hard. And you need to work on every second of the movie for like few times, like many times. Like, you should do some rehearsals before, because it's not that easy like when you use digitals and you have your memory sticks and stuff like this. So this is what I knew. And also I knew that Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson are gonna be in this movie. And yeah, of course, when I knew that Willem Dafoe is gonna be there, I was like, I just lost my mind. I was like, William, I love him so much since my childhood. He's so amazing. So, yeah, I was pretty excited. I was very, very excited.
How did they sort of prepare you in the audition process? What was that kind of like? Was it sort of mostly focused perhaps on the modelling side? How did Robert Eggers sort of craft the audition process for this role?
So they just contacted my agency in London, and my booker, she asked me if she can give my Skype to the movie director. I was like, yeah, sure, here is my Skype. And she was like, yeah, okay, so they're gonna call you. And he called me, and it was like a friendly conversation, like nothing really special or like something that could scare me or something like this. No, it was very cool, very easy going. And yeah, and I think we had the connection from the first sight, which helped us a lot during the film process and everything, you know.
What's it like when you get the phone call that it's going to be you that gets this, you're the third person in this three person cast and you're getting this amazing role? What's it like when you get that call, that message?
I was happy. It was cool, fine. But you know, like when you're working for less than years with a lot of big fashion designers and stuff like this, and when you act for big music bands, you're not so excited anymore. You're just like, ah, cool job, nice, ah, I deserve this, ah, nice.
So between the audition and the start of the film, how much time was spent preparing and developing the look for your character?
So as I remember, I was in Milan and my agency, they called me and they asked me if I can go to Paris right now. Like, they were like, you have your flight in a couple of hours. And I'm like, oh, so I need to go to the airport right now. They were like, yes, you need to go to Paris and then you're gonna meet guys from Canada who are doing prosthetics from like prosthetic like studio. And so I met those guys in Paris and they measured me, they put some stuff on me. It was like clay. Yeah, they put a clay on me to get a shape of my body to be able to do the tail, which was made of silicone. The weight of this tail was around 30 kilos, I think. And also these guys, they were telling me about they're gonna do some gills for me, and I gonna look, and I'm not, and they told me that it's not the story about Pretty Little Mermaid. I'm not gonna be anything like Pretty Little Mermaid from Disney. It's gonna be more like an evil mermaid and like scary, creepy, and blah blah blah. And I was like, yes, that is kind of style I like, which is cool. And yeah, this is how it was. And then I had another fitting for like my tail in let me think, it was somewhere in Canada, but it was not in Halifax. We were filming in Halifax and Yarmouth, and before this I was I'm traveling so much that I don't even remember where was the fitting, but it was in Canada before the movie started, like before the filming process started. And yes, and they and I was at their studio, and it took us a couple more days to make it perfect, to finish everything completely. And after this couple of days, all the team, like me and the guys who are doing prosthetics, all of us, we went together to Yarmouth.
What did you think the first time you saw yourself in sort of this completed mermaid costume and makeup? What was that moment like?
I was like, oh yeah, that looks so realistic that it's even like creepy to see myself in the mirror like this. But it was also funny. But you know, which part was the hardest for me? That once you put this tail on, which took us, I think, like 5 hours to get in the tail, because they needed to glue everything. Also, I have a lot of tattoos, so they needed to cover all my tattoos and blah blah blah, to put the gills and to color my body like a fish, sort of. So it took us like 5 hours to get in the tail, and after this you obviously cannot use the toilet, you cannot drink so much, obviously, and that's a little bit harsh, but it's fine.
One thing, when you kind of mentioned the words are funny there, I was kind of drawn back to an interview with Robert Pattinson where there's so much been written and discussed about this mermaid vagina that this costume had. I know Patterson himself described it as quite funny. What was your take on this vagina for this mermaid? You know, it's become something that's been memed, been talked about, articles about dissecting it. Everyone seems to have a take or thought on this mermaid vagina.
Actually, it was very funny. I was like wondering before, like when I just read the script, I was wondering how's it gonna look like sex between Rob and the mermaid, the human and the mermaid, how's it gonna be? She has a tail. And then when I saw it for the first time, I was like, what is this, guys? And they were like, actually, it's vagina of a white shark. It's a copy of a white shark's vagina. And like, it was like super funny. And also some girl from the production, she told me something like, do you know that male sharks, they actually have not only one penis, but two or three, something like this. And I was like, oh, really? Interesting. And when we were filming the scene with this, and we had a lot of jokes about it, like some a little bit sexual jokes with Pattinson, and I was telling him something like, okay man, chill, because, you know, anyways, male sharks, they have few dicks, which helps them, so la la la, and yeah, it was like super funny. It was really, really something, and everyone was super excited about it, and it was funny moments to film it. And I'm really sorry because some of the parts that we filmed, they cut it off the film, they didn't put it in, but at least I have it in my memory, and it's really funny. Yeah.
What did Robert Eggers tell you about sort of the mermaid character? You know, there's been a lot of discussion about it. What kind of direction were you given from him?
Actually, no directions at all. I mean, like, when we were talking with him, we were just talking about some random stuff, you know, like about music, movies, art and stuff like this. And when I was asking him, like, what do I need to do? He's like, just be the evil mermaid. You can do this. And I'm like, hey, okay, I can do this. Thank you. So it was easy.
With like the, when you kind of, what was your first day on set like, and what was the experience like, you were saying, with when you get into the full costume, you can't go to the bathroom, you can't do this, you can't do that. What was it like the first day sort of on the job in this role?
The first day I found out, the first day of my scene was a very nice day actually. It was like very cold and we were shooting on the shore, on the rocks. It was probably -1 degree or something like this. It was like very cold, but I was like half naked. And they put me on the rocks and I had an ocean with waves behind me. And also was funny because like Robert Pattinson, he asked me like, man, how can you do this? It's so fucking cold and I have my jacket and I'm so cold. And you don't have any jacket, you're almost naked and you're not even shivering. And I was like, man, years of practice, you know, with modeling. When it's winter, you need to shoot the collection for summer, and when it's summer, you need to shoot the collection for winter. So it's not a big deal for me to lay down on the rocks when it's winter. But it was very nice because I found out that he, I've never really communicated with these kind of Hollywood stars, so I didn't know what kind of people they are. And I was very surprised that every time when we had some problems, like camera broke, and everyone is rushing to fix the camera and do some stuff, and Robert Pattinson, he was all the time saying like, give me some jacket, give me some blanket, look at this girl, she's so cold. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? She's so cold. And then I was like, oh, yes, sure. And I was like, oh, thank you, man. He's like, yeah, of course. And that was very nice, cute. And I was super excited and I was very happy because movie director, he was super happy and everyone told me like, oh, good job, did you see Robert Eggers? He was smiling all the time and we were like watching your scenes, and I was like, yeah, that's cool, that's why I'm here, to make everyone happy and satisfied with the filming process.
It looked like it was sort of a challenging environment to work on, but one that you seem to kind of find quite well. What was that kind of the set and environment kind of like in sort of that Nova Scotia area?
It was cool. It was amazing. Like, every day I was spending on the shore, even when we were not filming my scenes, I was there all the time. First of all, because I was like, I couldn't waste this chance, this possibility to see how the great actors are acting in front of the camera, right? And also because like that kind of, like, I can learn from them, and that's experience that you can have probably once in your life, sometimes even zero times in your life. So I really enjoyed it. And no matter when it was like raining, it was so raining all the time, and it was some sort of storms sometimes and stuff like this, but I was there with everyone and we were really enjoying the process, and it was so interesting and so hardcore to film everything. And with all these scenes when William and Robert are like fighting and they have so much text to learn and blah 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 blah, it was so amazing to watch this, that no one really paid attention that we were freezing, you know, like no one paid attention that they are freezing, and that was very cool. That, like, because the job, our job, our work was taking all our attention.
You mentioned sort of the excitement of working with Willem Dafoe. Did he live up to that expectations and excitement that you had kind of going in?
I was so surprised that he's such a nice person. He was such a nice person, like, we know each other already, like, he's my uncle or something. It was, like, so cool. And I became really good friends with one of the guys from the production, Jay Van Hoy, and with Brighton, who was assistant of Robert Pattinson. So we were, like, all the time hanging out, three of us. And every time when William was seeing us at one balcony or something like this, he was like all the time, "Ah, you kids, you didn't call me, so I'm coming to you right now." And it was like super funny because like we had really interesting conversations, and I found a lot of new things about acting, about Hollywood, about, you know, theatrical classes and stuff like this. And yeah. And I very appreciate it.
Did you get much kind of downtime together, sort of offset? You know, I can imagine it being quite a small and intimate crew.
Yeah, like we were going for a beer every weekend. And also we were in Canada, right? So once we went to one bar where we could throw the axes. Yeah. We were throwing axes and like we had that proper Canadian fun, and it was really cool. And yeah, I felt like in children camp, you know, like summer camp, but for grown-ups. This is how it felt like.
One of the things, like one of the most memorable kind of scenes, is this incredible scene that brings together so much kind of visual imagery. You have Robert Pattinson masturbating to this mermaid piece of kind of wood. You've got the scenes of you two having an intimacy, octopus tentacles, the lighthouse as sort of a penis metaphor. What was that like to work on that scene? Did you kind of have in your head how it would all be visually edited together?
Yeah, it was edited together. We were filming some of these, like a couple of these scenes were filmed on the last day of the process. Some of them were filmed at the same day, but in the end, I mean, like, it was separated and I didn't really know how they're gonna glue it together. So it was interesting. Sometimes we were doing something we were not even sure we're gonna use, or we were not even sure how we're gonna use it. So sometimes we were just doing something we don't know, you know, like you're like, okay, what we are doing right now, okay, let's just do it, and yeah, we will see. Yeah, so it was like this.
What was Robert Pattinson like as a sort of scene partner and collaborator to kind of work on these kind of scenes together?
It was very cool and easy, but the moment when we had sex was a little bit difficult for me because he was laughing all the time when we were filming that, and I had to have that serious, like, scary face with, like, crawled eyes, like, with white eyes and stuff like this. And I was asking him, like, please, can you shut up for a few minutes? And he was, like, laughing all the time. But that helped us to relax, sort of, because, like, anyways, it's kind of uncomfortable situation. We're also humans, even though we are actors. But yeah, it was cool. It was very easy. I'm very, very thankful to guys because William and Rob, they helped me a lot to feel secured and self-confident. Yeah, that was nice.
You have this brief scene as well underwater. Did you actually sort of shoot underwater yourself? And if so, did you have your sort of tail on? And what was that kind of that challenge like?
Actually, this was the hardest part for me because I was learning with a professional scuba diver for like 10 days or something like this. We were learning how to dive without anything, like just me. I had to learn how to dive on 6 meters under the water. We had a training tank for professional sailors for professional lifeguards and blah blah blah. And yeah, it was pretty hard. And when I tried it for the first time with the tail, which was very heavy, I had to swim with the tail, and it was very cold because it wasn't really inside the building. It was kind of like a huge warehouse, but not very, I don't know, it was not very covered, let's say so. And I remember that when we were filming this scene, when I had to dive on 6 meters under the water, everyone was wearing their like their winter coats and some very like heavy and warm jackets. And yeah, it was like a little bit hardcore to go through that. And even one day I got sick, and I was sick for a few days, like I got my flu because of these trainings and these scenes. But all the team, they were super nice. They were like sending me messages like, ah, get well, how are you? And all the time someone was coming to me, some people from the team, they were coming to me to check how I feel like. They were bringing me flowers and juices and fruits and stuff like this. It was very nice of them. And yeah, so we did it. Yeah.
How long did you sort of spend all together working on the lighthouse?
I spent 6 weeks with the team, and I think they were filming this movie for 4 months or something like this. I'm not gonna lie because I don't remember exactly, but I spent six weeks with them. Yeah.
What was your kind of big memory, kind of when you look back on it? What's the, when you think about those 6 weeks, what was kind of the special moments for you?
One special moment was when me, Robert Eggers, Willem Dafoe, and Lou from the production, all of us, we went to the house of the guy who, I don't remember, I think this guy, he was making our lighthouse, actually, he was building the lighthouse, so he invited us to go to his house that he had in the forest, and he made a dinner, his wife, she made a dinner, and his son, he was also there, and they have such a nice, perfect family. It was such a warm atmosphere there, and we were playing some games, and it was super funny, because Willem Dafoe, all the time, he was saying, I'm gonna be in the team with Valeria because she's a witch. She's gonna bring me. I believe she's a witch. She's gonna bring me luck. So we're gonna win. And yes, we won all those games. And also in the evening, we made a fire outside, and we made this little fireplace, and we were sitting there drinking some beer and talking about, you know, childhood and our friends, relationship with parents, and everything, like old friends. I think that's my favorite memory from the whole time.
When did you sort of see the finished film for the first time, and what was your reaction to it?
For the first time, I've seen this movie at Cannes Festival. I was in Germany, and when I knew that they're gonna show it at Cannes Festival, I was like, oh, I think I'm going. And even though I lost some jobs in Germany, and I had a fight with my agency, because my modeling agencies, they were like, even my modeling agencies, they didn't want me to do this movie, because they were like, okay, what is this? It's not some campaign, they're not paying so much money, and it's just a waste of time. And I was like, no, I love this movie, director, I want to go. So it was the same when they were showing this movie at Cannes. I was like having a fight with my agency, and I was like, okay, I don't care, I'm just getting a ticket and I'm going there. I'm going to see my movie anyway. If you want me, if you don't want me, I'll go. So yes, I went there, and it was very nice to watch this movie. I was very excited, but I also felt so shy that moment when a lot of people, like photographers and some other people, they started to come and to ask some questions, and can we take a picture? And I just ran away because I felt like, okay, I did this movie, I don't want to talk with anyone, I don't want these pictures and stuff, but it was very cool. But yeah, sometimes I'm such an introvert that it's hard for me. I love the filming process, but, you know, at Cannes Festival I felt a little bit weird.
Was it interesting to see the finished product where you've gone from this island where everything is in colour, you know, you kind of see how it's all made. Was it what you expected when you saw it all brought together, this black and white, the ratio, how you were shot and edited together? What was that kind of like to see the finished product?
It was amazing. It was even better than I expected. The only moment which I was disappointed by, it was the moment where I'm like swimming under the water, because I was like, it's so short, and I was training for it so much, such a long time, and it's just like 2 seconds. Okay, but the rest of the movie, I love it. Like, the whole movie, I really love, and I think it's so amazing. It's even better than I expected. It's so psychedelic, sort of. And I'm really happy that it's not a common horror movie. It's very unique. And it's not even horror, it's more like a psychological thriller or something like this. And you don't know if it's really evil or it's inside the heads, inside the mind of the guys, or it's just one guy, or you don't know what exactly is happening. And it's the most amazing about this movie.
That's one of the things I think your character has generated so much debate. Is it in the head? Is it sexual frustration? Is it the sea trying to lure him to his doom? What's it like to have a role like this where it's just like there's so much debate, so much discussion? You know, it's crazy to think you can now buy on like the A24 shop a bar of soap that is in the design of your mermaid. What is that kind of like for a job that's going to kind of, it's going to outlive all of us, really. People will be debating, finding this film, talking about your role, everything like that for years to come.
I don't know. I just really appreciate that I did it. And I also think that my role was small but important, because it gives these chills. And also it's beautiful, but it's not exactly... sexual role, you know, which directors are usually using when there are young actors, actresses. I mean, I like they made it really weird and scary and creepy and stuff like this. And yes, that was actually my dream, because I remember that once in the beginning of 2018, on the New Year's Eve, I made the wish that if this year I'm not gonna take a part in the horror movie as a main horror, as a main evil, I'm gonna die. So, you know, the universe decided I'm not dying. The universe decided I need to be a main horror in the horror movie, which was cool. And yes, we'll see when it's gonna, like, how it's going to resonate, you know.
You talked about your modelling agencies and agents, they weren't keen on you doing this film, even going along to the premiere. Did they change their mind when they got to see the film and see the incredible reviews it was getting in America, you know, the popularity, you know, how much your character was being discussed, and then images of you were being circulated in articles and so on? Did they change their mind eventually on sort of this is a job?
They don't, they even haven't watched this movie, you know. Fashion industry is pretty cruel. It's not like movie industry at all. And when I started to work with people from movies, I realized that they're like real humans compared to fashion. And yeah, my agencies, they didn't even tell me like congratulations or something. They don't care, to be honest. Yeah.
And is that something that's quite different, where you kind of spoke about The Lighthouse as this sort of, you've got this family vibe, you look at these people like they're relatives, family, and the modelling industry. Would you like to work more perhaps in the future in that kind of film industry, or will it always kind of be modelling, that kind of creative side you might be more kind of attracted to?
No. I really love movies. movies, and yeah, I'm planning to work more in the movie industry, and for the moment I'm preparing my American visa. I'm planning to go to LA. Apparently I found some agency, I mean the agency found me that they're doing both fashion and TV, like commercials, TV series. They have a lot of castings for movies, so they invited me to LA, to come to LA, and yeah, we'll see where it's gonna bring me. But yes, I mean, like as I told you before, how Ali, she found me, because I was doing already some short movies, some movies of my friends, or some music videos. So I was really trying to get into this film industry because it has a lot of sense. It's not like, you know, no one's gonna remember who was on the cover of some magazine 2 months ago or 3 months ago. And it's like, fashion is like fast food, and it has no meaning inside. It's just commercial, it's just like advertisements, it's just to make money and to make people buy something. Not so much art about it. At least I don't see so much art about it. I'm very realistic. And the movie is something that is gonna stay here even after I die. I'm gonna leave this earth, I'm gonna leave this planet, but I'm gonna leave a masterpiece after myself. Even if The Lighthouse is gonna be the only movie I will ever do in my life, and tomorrow I'm gonna be, you know, like in a car crash and stuff like this, I'm pretty satisfied that I took a part in a masterpiece. And I think that this kind of movie, The Lighthouse, is gonna be an iconic movie like The Shining or, you know, these kinds of big movies.
How have things changed for you since the Lighthouse? I mean, it's still kind of rolling. It's about to begin sort of its European rollout in the coming days and weeks. How have things kind of changed for you? Has it shone a light on you in a way that you maybe didn't anticipate?
Actually, it didn't change so much. Like, it didn't change my life. It just changed my vision, like my mind, something inside myself. It changed my brain, it changed my soul and my heart, but it didn't affect my social life so much. But we will see. You know, it's just the beginning, so probably it's gonna change something. But for the moment, I just started to get a lot of messages on Instagram and from fans of this movie, and actually I found out that a lot of people have a crush on mermaids. They have like a sort of fetish on mermaids, and sometimes like pretty creepy some letters of some people. But yeah,
I suppose it's now between you and Daryl Hannah for mermaid crushes for that group of people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's funny.
And we always ask this of our guests. I think you touched on The Witch. What are kind of some of your favorite A24 films, out with the ones you've been involved in?
You know which one? I really, really love the movie. Hereditary, it's called, I think.
Yes, brilliant film.
I love this one. Ah, when I watched this one, on the projector. So at the summer house of my parents. It was, I think, last summer or one summer ago, like the moment when it was out already. We watched it on the projector. I made a real like theater for my family. And when we finished to watch this movie, the whole family, they were like, okay, how are we gonna sleep now? I don't know. And I was like, Mom, do you think all of us, we are like mentally stable? And my mom, she's like, I'm not sure. But if I'm gonna do something weird, I'll let you put me in the mental house. I was like, okay. And the next morning we woke up and everyone's like, did you dream about it? And everyone's like, yes, I was dreaming about it. Yeah, me too, I had nightmares, and me too. So this movie, it really affected us, and we were like so, you know, like scared, but nicely scared. And yeah, and the funny thing is that my whole family, we are like huge fans of horror movies, and more weird and scary it is, more we like it.
Sounds awesome. And I suppose you found that kind of film with The Lighthouse. So for people that are maybe wanting to keep up to date with, as you were saying, like maybe future band performances, your amazing artwork, where's kind of the best places to kind of check your work on online and stuff?
You can check my Instagram, because I post almost everything that I post on my Instagram. I just recently started to post my music to Apple Music. My band is called Steklo Boy, which means glass crusher. And yeah, you can find some tracks on Apple Music. You can find my artworks, my paintings that I post on my artistic page on Instagram. It's not my official page, but another one, like it's called Valkarart. And yeah, usually I post everything on the internet. That's my gallery.
Well, we'll be sure to put links to that in the show notes. But thank you so much for coming on to talk about this amazing role as the mermaid in England, one that people are definitely not going to forget about and will want to hear your thoughts and read deep into this character for a long time to come.
Great. Thank you so much.